Today we come to the final part of Outcome 2.1. In Part 1, we discovered that there are three types of preaching, namely expository, topical, and textual. In Part 2, we saw how to prepare a sermon. And today we examine the qualities of an effective preacher. Johan Pereira, in his article on virtualpreacher.org, lists 10 qualities of an effective preacher. 1. Walk your talk. In other words, you yourself must do what you preach. 2. Take time to prepare both your sermon notes and your spiritual walk with God. I would add that prayer is paramount. 3. Own preaching style. In other words, don't try to be someone else. Be yourself. 4. Meet felt needs. Pereira says that if you intend to be aware of people's needs, it is important that you are spiritually prepared so that the Holy Spirit can guide you. 5. Preach the truth. He rightly emphasizes that you should never twist God's word to support what you want to say. Eisegesis. Always let the scripture speak for itself and expound what the original author intended to say. Exegesis. 6. Exalt Christ only. Pereira urges preachers not to be a crowd pleaser. Remember, you are God's representative and you should only say what God wants his people to hear. Don't try to play God. 7. Keep learning. Keep up to date with what is going on in the world, because people respond to your message best when you relate to their interests and familiar areas of life. 8. Communicate clearly. Think about the filters that each person may have through which your sermon needs to travel. These include culture, social level, education, age, and personal attitude. Appropriate illustrations also help communication easier. 9. Apply the message. Any sermon is made up of three parts: the introduction, the body, which is the message, and the application. Practical application plays a vital role, and no matter how good the rest of your sermon was, a poor application can make your sermon worth much less. 10. Keep practicing. Someone said, you cannot become a good preacher overnight. You need to master it, and it takes much practice. Dear facilitator, we've come to the end of this vitally important outcome. And it would now be good for each student to go and prepare a sermon and to preach it to you so that you can test whether they have applied what they learnt. Remember to record the result for each student. Thank you for all your hard work.